The following is a paid program on AM 1220 KLBB. The views expressed do not necessarily represent the views of the station owner or management or Endurance Broadcasting, LLC.
This is Steph. Up next, Voices in the Valley. But first, Rebecca Coles joins us from the Farm Store in Stillwater, Minnesota with Nature's Notebook. Good morning, Rebecca.
Well, good morning to you. It's getting chilly, isn't it?
It is, and there's sometimes snow on the ground, and it really feels like we're entering winter. And I will say this, there is nothing more beautiful than the red plumage of some of the birds that are flitting around in their pretty colors as they're looking for food here in this winter wonderland.
Oh, that's for sure. And, you know, there's something that, you know, we talk about feeding birds all the time. That's real simple with seed, and it does bring in a variety of birds. But often we forget about those that really need a high protein diet, like the woodpeckers, the nuthatches, and even some of the cardinals. And I'm talking about suet. And you can either buy suet, of course, from the Stillwater Farm Store. It's already made, and it's got delicious seeds and dried fruit inside. Or a fun project with your kid on these very chilly, cold days is to go at home and make it on your own. And this is a great project for kids to get their hands dirty because they have to put their hands in this gooey mixture and form the suet. So let me give you the recipe real quick. Just go to the butcher and ask them for suet. And you need about 1.5 cups. And you can either use that or like a lard. It's something very easy to do. And then you want about 3/4 cup of peanut butter, the kind that has nuts. And listen, if you can't find the suet, you can always just use the plain peanut butter. But I like to mix in the suet with the peanut butter. Then we're going to take that, mix it together, and just put it in the microwave on low heat and let it kind of melt down so it's soft and it's workable. Then what you want to do is you're going to add about 3.5 cups of wild bird seed, a cup of quick oats, and then let the kids dive in. They can create shapes. I like to use cookie cutters that I will spray with a corn oil and then push the suet inside, throw it in the fridge, and it will actually harden. You'll have to put a little string or something in to hang it off a tree, or just put them in little containers like we do at the store, squares. Put them in the fridge, they will turn hard, and then just put them outside in a suet container or put them in a netted stocking that our fruit comes into, hang it from a tree, and your birds will be all over this delicious, nutritious food for the winter.
And we'll have fun watching them eat that nutritious food for the winter.
Yeah, it's a great way to keep birds in your backyard.
Well, Rebecca, what I'm going to do is write down that recipe that you just gave us and post it on the Voices in the Valley social media. That includes both Facebook and Twitter. And I know you have a Facebook account for the Farm Store as well.
Stillwater
Farm Store. All right, listeners, go ahead to Stillwater Farm Store's Facebook page and or Voices in the Valley, and we'll have that recipe there for you. And have fun while feeding the birds. I love it. Thank you. Stay tuned for Voices in the Valley following local student news.
Reporting for the Shire, this is Alicia Utek from Matamidi Senior High School. From 12 to 4 p.m. today, the Washington County Historical Society is hosting the annual Warden's House Holiday Event at the Warden's House Museum. This free event presents the opportunity to visit and chat with local authors while enjoying tasty treats, coffee, and holiday-themed tunes provided by local musicians. Tomorrow is the last day for Breakfast with Santa at the Water Street Inn. Children can get free photos with Santa and participate in other fun-filled activities. The last Christmas open house by Aurora Staples Inn will be tomorrow from 1 to 4 p.m. There will be Christmas cookies, fudge, beverages, and live music. Bring a donation for the local food shelf for this free event. Santa will be strolling around downtown Stillwater while shopping and dining. He will be there today and tomorrow from 1 to 4 p.m. From 1 to 4 p.m. today and 3 to 7 p.m. on Saturday, December 31st, downtown Stillwater is offering free horse-drawn Victorian wagonette rides. Today, from 1 to 4 p.m., costumed Victorian carolers will be strolling Main Street in downtown Stillwater, singing festival holiday melodies. They will also be singing next Friday from 5 to 8 p.m. The Phipps Center for the Arts is presenting A Christmas Carol, with the last two performances at 7 p.m. this evening and 2 p.m. tomorrow. Learn more at thephipps.org. Reporting for the Shire, this is Alicia Utek.
Paperback writer.
Good morning and welcome to Voices in the Valley, where we celebrate the creative spirit and nurture the art of storytelling. This is Steph, and producer Bob had so much fun last week. He's here again.
Hey, good to join you again.
Bob, thank you. Yeah. It's always good to have you a part of the show.
Thank you.
We are going to have a lot of fun here today, but before we get started telling about our guests, I just have to inform you of a really fun time I had in Stillwater with carolers.
Oh,
they had the whole Victorian carolers. They were dressed in their beautiful suits and their elegant gowns.
Oh my gosh!
It was great. I had gone shopping and then I went and had a little decadent thing to eat, and here came the carolers to sing Jingle Bells. So,
storybook.
I couldn't resist being the stalker that I am. Here it is.
Perfect.
Let's listen to it. Okay. I did ask permission first, though.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle all the way.
Are you in the holiday spirit now, Bob?
That put me right there.
Well, good then, because it is time to return to our Stories of Hope series here on Voices in the Valley. Each week during the month of December, we will be featuring a couple of nonprofits and telling the inspiring stories of the clients they serve. Today, we have Evolve Adoption and Family Services joining us. And then after our short break, Eric, a senior at Stillwater Area High School, will be talking with representatives of ESR, a nonprofit organization supporting the employment choices of adults with disabilities. So, Bob, ready to begin?
Let's get it started.
Let's get going. Mm-hmm. Well, I have here with me Nancy Linner. Nancy helped found Hope Adoption and Family Services, which is now called Evolve Adoption and Family Services, with friends in the 1970s. And I love this. By offering a plate of cookies and a jar of jam to neighbors hoping to begin adoptions from Guatemala. Nancy, welcome.
Thank you.
I love that. Those must have been mighty good cookies.
Oh, they were good. They worked.
I bet. And you are here with Jackie Craig, Communication Director at Evolve. And you know what, Jackie?
Yes,
you had the nicest thing said about you, because the bio that your colleague here sent about you says that you have a great big heart and you use your resourcefulness, engagement, and activist style to benefit the children Evolve serves.
Aw, Nick.
Yeah.
I know. Isn't that great?
Thank you.
I thought that was really lovely. And there's a third person from Evolve, and I cannot wait to hear her story, because also in the studio is Allie Adset. Allie has a truly remarkable story that includes being born during an earthquake in Guatemala City and being pulled out of the rubble with no sign of her mother. Allie, it is great to have you here.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
I can't wait to hear about your journey from catastrophe to loving family. Ooh, I feel like there should be theme music or something like that underneath this.
Da,
so.
Da, da, da.
But first, before we get to that, let's talk about Evolve. So tell me, either Nancy or Jackie, what is Evolve and how did it all begin?
Well, it began in the 70s, as you said, Stephanie.
With the plate of cookies.
With the plate of
jar
cookies.
Jar of jam.
Yes, several of us were waiting to adopt. And in learning about children all over the world, particularly in Guatemala, that were in need of a family, and those of us up here that were waiting to parent, we connected the dots through friends from Minnesota that were living in Guatemala. It was in a time that an agency hadn't started for 50 years, so we were very revolutionary in that. And in fact, the other agency that Evolve was formed with was named Ours, later Crossroads, and that agency had very similar values. We were all trying to find families for kids and be inclusive and original and independent. It was an exciting time.
It sounds that way. Well, what services do you offer now? Because I believe you've expanded beyond adoption.
Yeah, our name was at first Hope International, and we started with international adoptions. However, the name changed to Hope Adoption and Family Services through the years, and we still do adoptions. We do domestic infant with our own birth parent services, and then with national connections, about 11 of them. And then we also do international. We particularly have contracts with China, Colombia, and the Philippines. We also have been growing more in the foster care area, and we do traditional, relative kin, and concurrent foster care. Pregnancy services started in 1989, where we help people with an unplanned pregnancy in the decision-making process. And our latest and greatest new endeavor is therapeutic services, where we're really helping families stay together by providing the tools they need.
That is excellent. What an amazing list of services that you offer. And Allie, we have you here because you're involved in all of this. And
I am.
It sounds like you were involved with this from the very beginning.
I was.
She was.
Please do tell me this amazing story.
Well, I was adopted. I was born during an earthquake. And that earthquake was in Guatemala City in 1976. And when I was born, hope was being founded here in Stillwater, Minnesota, and I was found by rescue workers in Guatemala, and the rescue worker that found me buried in the rubble knew of an American family in Guatemala, and he took me to them, and they took me in, and they had me looked over by their doctor there because the hospitals that were left standing were filled to capacity at the time, so I was cared for by them, and they waited a few weeks, and when they knew that I would be okay, they called my mom and dad, Ted and Carmen Trampy, and said, "We have a baby girl. Would you like to adopt her?"
Oh, that's beautiful.
And they said, "Of course." So they flew to Guatemala, and they were there for 10 days, and paperwork and doctor's appointments and getting to know each other and bonding and becoming a family, and then we flew home May 1st. So, and in the process, Hope Adoption, you know, they were founding that along with Nancy and a couple other family or a couple other couples that were, you know, doing the same thing of waiting for children and came home, and that was how my life started.
So you literally have grown up.
Yes.
Hope/Evolve.
Yep. When Hope first started, it was in the Brick Alley building downtown right here.
Oh,
and
wow.
I used to sit on the floor while they vacuumed and cleaned up at night. And
okay, here's the real question for you. How many envelopes have you stuffed and licked? That's
probably
what I want to know.
Too many to count. And carrying probably plastic cups out to, you know, an old car as my mom and dad would go to many, many board meetings and buddy family things, you know, with different families over the years that we would partner up with, and plates of cookies over the years that would be delivered to different families.
There seems to be a theme here revolving around cookies.
Yep. Yes. Always cookies.
I love that. That definitely is always a good way to go. So
absolutely.
Tell me about your involvement now with Evolve.
My involvement now is to be on development committee as a volunteer, next generation leadership committee as a volunteer, and I'm also the vice chair on our board of directors right now.
Wow.
Yes. So
you grew up good.
Thanks. Thanks. I'm very blessed. So I have amazing parents, family, circle of friends, and it's led me to a life of being able to give back.
Oh, that's really lovely.
Yeah. Thank you.
And I would just love to interject that the energy of our board with the leadership we have right now is just so amazing, and we do appreciate the support of our community very much.
Thank you. That is lovely. If people wanted to find out more information about what Evolve does, what is the best way for them to get that information, Jackie?
Hit up our website at evolveservices.org, and it's org because it's a nonprofit.
Yep.
You can also look us up on Facebook, Evolve Services.
Okay, so Evolve Services is the key. And will there be any pictures of cookies on the website?
You know, I might have to put some cookies on the website. Otherwise, people feel lost. And also, if you look up any kind of adoption services in the area, you'll find us.
Okay, wonderful. So if people Google adoption services.
Absolutely.
All right. And what about that cookie recipe?
I have a pretty good one, but I don't share mine.
I think that's mine.
Yep, I think Nancy's cookie recipe should go up.
Ladies, thank you so much for being on Voices in the Valley. We sure appreciate it.
Next up, after the break, Eric, a senior at Stillwater Area High School, interviews ESR's Ed Bovey and Melody Wagoner.
That drives me mad.
I hate it when...
I know.
It's like, yeah.
Drives me mad.
Today, Peter joins me from Teens Inc. Driving School for a new segment called That Drives Me Mad, where Peter will respond to student questions related to their pet peeves about driving. Welcome, Peter.
Thank you.
You're ready for this?
It's great to be here, yes.
Well, it's good to have you. All right, here we go.
That drives me mad.
I hate it when...
I know.
It's like, yeah.
Drives me mad.
Welcome to That Drives Me Mad, where Peter of Teens Inc. Driving School addresses those pet peeves that irritate you when you're on the road. Our first question, Peter, is from Mason at Stillwater Area High School.
My parents text while they drive and it makes me nervous. Is that even legal?
Ooh, good question, and I feel slightly convicted. Peter, what do you think?
It is a great question, and it is a major problem that we have on the roads today. Most adults, when they got their driver's license, there was no such thing as texting. So no one ever had to tell us about that we shouldn't do it. But now with the onset of cell phones and texting and internet and Facebook and all this stuff, and everyone feels like they need to be connected to the internet all the time, they do it while they're driving. Over 65% of all the accidents involve texting while driving. So it is a huge problem. It is as little as just reading a text in your car while you're sitting at a stoplight. That is considered texting while you're driving.
That's scary.
Now, which ones of us haven't been guilty of that? Me personally, as a driving instructor, I am not guilty of that. But think of yourself as a parent.
Cricket.
You've probably all done it. Teenagers aren't allowed to text or talk on their phones. Us as adults, we are allowed to talk on our phones, but we're not allowed to text. So again, that's as little as just reading a text on your phone while you're driving or sitting in traffic. You know, the most interesting stat is that people think they are good drivers. 75% of adult drivers think they are good enough drivers to drive and text at the same time. But we've seen with all these accidents that are being caused by texting, they're not. So teenagers, if you are listening, your job is to watch your parents. And if you catch them texting or driving at the same time, you got to hold them accountable to that. Because we are holding teenagers to not texting or calling on the phone. We are only allowing parents just to make phone calls. So kids, keep track of your parents on that.
That is a really good recommendation. And I have to say, I'm very convicted. So thank you so much for coming on and sharing this information with us. And thanks to our listening audience for listening to That Drives Me Mad with Peter of Teens Inc. That Drives Me Mad is found on Voices in the Valley, aired Saturday mornings at 10 on KLBB 1220 AM. Teens, do you have a pet peeve when it comes to driving? Let us know. Email steph@theshireonline.com.
Hi, this is Emma Atkins, head writer for Hashtag Hush Podcast and actress who plays the role of Andy. The Hush team is comprised of teenagers from all over the St. Croix Valley who write, perform, and produce an original sci-fi radio series. You may have heard our previous episodes played the first Saturday of every month here on Voices in the Valley, but now we are thrilled because after Christmas, we'll be launching Hush onto iTunes. Starting December 26th, you can go on iTunes and subscribe, rate, and review your own hometown, homegrown podcast. Our goal is to become new and noteworthy on iTunes, and you can help make that happen. Hush follows a teenage girl named Andy, whose parents and then grandmother mysteriously disappear. Andy and her friends set off to search for them on a quest that leads into multiple worlds filled with dangerous secrets and manipulative people, all kinds of fun characters. The voice of a strange being named Silence, a bumbling police officer who wants to train his pug to be a police dog, and well-intended but misguided adults aggravate the situation rather than making it better. It's been super fun to write and amazing to act in, and we want you to experience it too. So right after Christmas, check out iTunes, find Hush, subscribe, rate, and review. I hope you enjoy the show.
Paperback Writer.
This is Steph here on Voices in the Valley. If you are just tuning in, we are about to begin the second half of our show where student hosts interview our guests. Today, Eric, a senior at Stillwater Area High School, joins us here in the studio. Hey, Eric.
Hey, Stephanie.
Good to see you again.
Yeah, it's good to see you again, too.
Wow, a senior. Mm-hmm. How's that going for you?
I'm halfway done, pretty much.
Do you want to start singing Free at Last, Free at Last?
If I knew the lyrics, I'd probably belt it, but like my grandpa does, but not today.
It's great to have you here today, Eric, as we welcome Ed Bovey here as the executive director of ESR. Welcome, Ed.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Well, we're so pleased to have you here, and also along with you is Melody Wagner. Did I say that correctly?
Yes.
Oh, wonderful. Melody is here. She's a client with ESR. And Melody, we'll soon be hearing your story. But before we get to you, because you are really the icing on the cake, we're going to start with Ed. Eric, you ready to go?
Yep, here we go. All right. First question we got for you is, what does ESR do and whom do they serve?
ESR has been serving the St. Croix Valley since 1964. Our primary mission and purpose is to discover and support the employment goals of individuals with disabilities in the Washington and St. Croix County areas of the Valley.
I was researching ESR a little bit and said they've helped businesses such as McDonald's, which I've worked at the one close here in Stillwater, and I was curious on how your company would help hire for a McDonald's job. What's the process like?
The process of job development is a specialized one that starts with each individual that enters or applies for our services. There's a person-centered plan that's put together for each person based on what they dream and aspire to. And from that point, then, we have a set of job developers that would work with the individual and their team and try to find suitable employment wherever that might be.
I have another question is, how do businesses connect with you for hiring?
As I mentioned, we have a sales team, actually. There are about five people whose job it is to connect with area businesses and promote and make connection between those businesses and the individuals who are seeking employment. We also have a website. We have listings in various places where businesses might go to look for employees. And we make cold sales calls to many, many businesses in the area. So most businesses in our community would know of us.
And let me just ask you this real quick, Ed, if I may. I've heard that you have three different opportunities for your clients to get involved with helping businesses. Could you list what those three are?
Sure. The independent placement is what we call it, but those are typical employment opportunities for people that you might see in want ads. We also customize employment or work with businesses to customize employment to help folks capitalize and do what's most in their sweet spot. For folks that need additional supports, we offer crew employment opportunities where ESR would contract with an area business and bring a small group of individuals into their business to perform work that needs to be done on a particular day. For folks that aren't interested in a community outcome, we also offer what we call production services, where we contract with area businesses and bring the work into one of our production facilities where it's completed by the individuals that would come to work there.
All right. And how would companies find out how to partner with this program?
Well, again, we have a sales team and a website. We have connection with most area businesses already, and it's a good day when businesses call us wanting employment or work to be done, and that does happen quite often, actually. And we also maintain contact with businesses. We use the want ads, and we use personal networks, word of mouth, but we're as visible as we can be. We also participate in area chambers of commerce and other business groups that keep our name in front of those business partners.
Yeah, and I do have a very relevant question. I have a long-distance friend who, he lives a bit far away from here, but he's in kind of a similar situation where a lot of businesses have turned him down because of his disability. Are there more companies like yours across the United States?
It does vary across the country. Certainly in Minnesota and Wisconsin, in almost any community you would live in, you'd have access to a service like ours. It becomes more hit and miss as you go into other states in the country, and it really does vary quite a bit state to state.
Thank you so much, Ed. And now I want to turn it over to Melody, because I know she's had some really amazing experiences over, I think you said, 20 years you've been involved with ESR?
Yes, that is true. I have been with ESR since 1996.
Well, and I think you told me you worked at Kentucky Fried Chicken, YMCA, Burger King, Adventure Club, and now at Kohl's. So we are very glad to have you here on Voices in the Valley to share your story and talk about the impact ESR has made on your own life. So, Eric, it's going to turn it over to you again to talk to Melody.
What do you like most about ESR, personally?
What I like about ESR is where they go out and help us get jobs. For over the years' experience that I had with ESR, they are so wonderful, great opportunities. For the years that I have been with them was where they helped me get the jobs. They helped look for applications. They helped me out in the communities. They make sure that we have our validations for interviews for out in the jobs, so they make sure that our applications is print out, our resumes is print out. So over the years experience, I'm very, very, very grateful that ESR has come along so far, and without them we wouldn't have the help for the work services, for the job developing, jobs, work services, and I had so many experience down by working at the production center. We get out paperwork and they weigh them at weigh by pounds called piece rate. Piece rate is they measure your work and how fast as you can go, and they help. Production center is it's where people that like to come down and sit down at the center, play games, and they get out the work, and it's very fun. I like ESR. I have so much year experience, and I had met so many friends from ESR. Like, I would come in, and they'll say, "Hey, there's Mel," and we get out, and we'll clean the bathrooms and stuff like that down at the centers. And also they have an opportunity. They have work sites crews. I have worked with the work sites crews. We'll go out to, like, the Stillwater Dome, and we'll clean the domes. And they helped. They will send our job coaches with us and make sure that everybody gets out the broom and the mop and make sure we're doing our work okay, and make sure that we're having a great time working with them. And also for an experience that I have been with, I have been with them for 20 years, and every single year we'll have, you know, banquet, the ESR, and that's very fun. Everybody gets involved with that, with the banquet. They'll have a fundraiser dance, we'll get out and dance, they'll have dinner, and I had so many awards with ESR, and I like that. Everybody gets so happy when we get the awards because it achieves us for all the hard work we have been going out doing our working experience with ESR.
Melody, that sounds amazing, and it's really neat. You told me the date that you started at ESR.
Yes, I did. June 6, 1996.
That just really reveals how important ESR is to you and the impact that they have had in your life. ESR is a private nonprofit organization that discovers and supports the employment choices of adults with disabilities. Ed, I know we've talked a lot about how businesses can get involved with ESR, but how about individual donors like me? If I wanted to make a contribution to the fine work that you're doing, how would I go about doing that?
Well, we have a website, ESR.org. We invite you to visit that site or give us a call at our office or stop in. My office is right next to Brian's Meat Market up on the hill there on the west side. Stop in and pay us a visit. We'll get you connected.
I love it. So you can do good and get your groceries at the same time.
Absolutely.
Melody, Eric, Ed, thank you for being on Voices in the Valley.
Thank you for joining us here today on Voices in the Valley. I've had so much fun, my voice has left me. Next week, the Hush team takes over the show as they prepare to launch Hashtag Hush Podcast on iTunes. Special thanks to real estate consultant Wendy Gimple and to Oak Meadows for their support of Voices in the Valley. To find out how you can become involved with the show, email steph@theshireonline.com. Thanks for listening. Join us again next Saturday at 10 in the morning here on the Club 1220 KLBB.